Vaccine news continues to boost health prospects and business prospects. I'm David Brancaccio. Early last week, the Pfizer-BioNTech partnership reported its coronavirus vaccine was 90% effective. Then it was Moderna this week saying its shot was 94% effective. Today, Pfizer is saying it now has the final data from its human trial showing its vaccine is 95% effective in preventing infection and that it meets safety benchmarks. If U.S. regulators approve, distribution could start perhaps in late December. This is shaping up to be life-saving news for so many and could, if these early vaccines are approved and distributed efficiently, boost jobs and livelihoods and parts of the stock market that until this month were lagging. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Greetings.
Good morning.
So, you know, I've been focused on the Russell 2000 index. It's been doing pretty well compared to, say, the NASDAQ since really the beginning of the month. What's going on there? That's what, smaller companies?
It is smaller companies. So remember that the NASDAQ has had a huge year. That's dominated by tech companies. And those are the companies that people could see an increase in use as we've gone through this COVID crisis. And they understood that there was growth in those companies going forward. The rest of the market has been more uncertain. What happens with small businesses in the U.S.? With the advent and announcement of these vaccine developments, small companies now have a better lifeline going forward. Markets are increasingly confident that they'll survive, and we're seeing that reflected in that Russell 2000 index, which is comprised of small cap companies.
All right. So some optimism, but, you know, there are headwinds, as we say. There is no new federal stimulus in the offing from Washington. We have what adjective should we use? A bumpy presidential transition process?
I think bumpy is a good word. That bumpy transition process does mean that we aren't clear on how fiscal stimulus is going to roll out going forward. So while we have the announcement of these vaccines, that's great. But we still need to help the economy along until everybody can get vaccinated. We don't have any signs yet of what's going to happen with the next round of fiscal stimulus. That, in fact, could be delayed. And I think the market, instead of focusing on that, is focusing on yet a second company coming out this week talking about a vaccine and hopefulness for a recovery to the economy eventually.
And just briefly, the Dow, among its 30 stocks, is Boeing, and that 737 MAX is getting back in the air, and that's helping the whole Dow.
It is. And remember that with that 30 stocks, a big move in any one of them can really impact that index.
All right. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, head of U.S. equities there. Thank you.
Thank you.
The nomination to the Federal Reserve of an economist who embraces the gold standard has been blocked for now in the Senate. Judy Shelton was nominated by President Trump. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is here. As we've been reporting, some of Shelton's views are especially controversial.
Well, the U.S. abandoned the gold standard in 1971. Also, Shelton has been seen as President Trump's loyalist, outspoken against the Fed. There was concern that she would bring politics into Fed decisions, so a few Republicans, like Senator Mitt Romney, voted against her.
And how did her nomination run into new trouble yesterday?
In addition to a handful of Republicans not voting for her, two Republican senators, Senator Rick Scott from Florida and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, are in quarantine, so they couldn't even attend the vote.
Quarantine. And we're not sure if this is over, though.
Well, Thanksgiving recess is coming up. It's not clear if the senators who are quarantining will be able to come back before that for another vote. Other Republicans seem to feel lukewarm about Shelton, and Democrats, like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, feel she's a threat to our economic recovery. So it seems her chances are narrowing.
All right. The old gold standard limits the Federal Reserve from printing more money, which can stem inflation, but can also tie the hands of policymakers trying to respond to an economic crisis. Inflation has been remarkably low for more than 30 years. The Trump administration reportedly is pushing ahead on plans to lower the cost of medicine by linking U.S. drug prices to lower costs in foreign countries. Pharmaceutical companies see this as a threat to profits and innovation, and the news organization Politico is reporting that the new energy on this is in part motivated by the desire at the White House for revenge to punish drug companies for releasing positive coronavirus vaccine data after the presidential election, not before, when it might have helped President Trump's candidacy. Pfizer has said the timing of vaccine results has nothing to do with the election. The state with the highest unemployment rate in the country is tourism-dependent Hawaii, a 15% jobless rate. COVID rates there are quite low comparatively, and for several weeks now, Hawaii has been allowing tourists to come without quarantining if they can show a negative COVID test. From Honolulu, Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty reports.
People have started arriving again in greater numbers at Honolulu's airport. Public health measures designed to stop the spread of COVID-19 almost entirely shut down travel to Hawaii for most of 2020. In March, the state declared a mandatory 14-day quarantine for all incoming travelers. But that's starting to change. Travelers can now skip the quarantine if they test negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of their flight. People like Nikki and Jairus Rue from Omaha, Nebraska.
We actually ended up taking two tests because we wanted to ensure that we got the results back. They both came back within 48 hours.
And because of the time zone differences, we had to make sure that we didn't fill it out too early.
Officials are hoping visitors like the Ruse will change Hawaii's economic fortunes. The state depends on its nearly $18 billion tourism industry that was severely depressed at the start of the pandemic. On the first day of the new system, around 8,000 people arrived in Hawaii. A substantial increase from recent months, but still less than one-third of pre-pandemic levels. Major players in Hawaii's tourism industry have modest expectations for now. Avi Manis is with Hawaiian Airlines.
I think there will be a segment of the population that's ready to go. There's a segment of the population that may choose not to travel for some time.
Hawaiian and several other airlines are connecting passengers with test providers to help visitors comply with the new rules. Passengers or their health insurers have to pay for the test, which can cost more than $200. Hawaii is moving to further expand the program. Governor David Ige recently announced the state had reached an agreement with the government of Japan to include its citizens.
Please feel free to safely visit our islands. We are ready and delighted to welcome you back.
Japan is Hawaii's most important tourism market after the mainland U.S. 1.5 million Japanese citizens visited the state in 2019. In Honolulu, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Marketplace.
Still looking at that mixed stock market, the Dow up 68 points now, but S&P and the NASDAQ are down. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.